Karen Douglas, the head coach of the Tri-County Boys Basketball Program. They're looking for their first victory. They lost to Tyne Avalon last night by 9. Low-scoring contest, 31-22. North Missouri Knights, a home school. I believe they have a number 2 seed in their tournament this week. They're pretty good. The squad got the better of the Mustangs, 64-27 back a week ago tonight. Trip to Breckenridge tonight for the Mustangs. They'll get back home to take on the Bulldogs of Hardin Central on Friday night, first night of December. Taryn, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Offense, certainly. You scored 27 against North Missouri. You scored 22 last night against Tyne Avalon. It looks like offense is a work in progress.
Yes, it is. We went from losing our leading scorer and honestly probably about 90% of our scoring to having to find our identity. So, yes, scoring is definitely a work in progress, but that's something that we, the boys, know and something that, you know, we're going to continue to work on, but it's just going to take some time.
Obviously, it's a class one, you know, issue. Really, it's an issue in all school districts, but you lose talent, and then, you know, it's just sometimes you just got to rebuild a little bit. Sometimes it's just finding those players that can put the ball in the hoop, and sometimes you're just giving those players the confidence of being a go-to guy, is it not?
Oh, absolutely, and that's part of the problem is they're figuring out their identity right now. I have 9 players, and 6 of them are sophomores, and they had a lot of playing time last year, but again, whenever we have a player like Derek Curtis, the kids tended to rely on him more, and now we don't have that. It's like, well, you are who we have to rely on, and we have to learn our roles, and that, hey, you are going to be the ones that score, or we're not going to put points on the board.
So, obviously, offense is something that you're working on, but defensively, especially last night against TA, holding them to 31, that's pretty quality. Do you kind of feel like defensively that the boys are kind of buying into some things here early?
Yeah, I think so. Defense has definitely been a thing that we've been working on. Defense, blocking out, rebounding, just because that's something we kind of had to backtrack on and work on some more fundamental stuff. And like we've talked about, if we can't score points if we don't play defense, because we're not ever going to score enough points if we don't play any defense. So, yeah, we got to play a little man last night against Tyne, which I was really happy about because they have the 3 Singer brothers that are pretty big, stocky guys, and I thought we did a pretty good job of handling them. Now, it was a pretty ugly game on both sides for us overall, but, yeah, I was very pleased. There's not very many times that you're going to be able to hold a boys team around here to 30-some points.
Yeah, very, very true. With defense, do you kind of feel like, does your team have the ability, you know, when you struggle offensively so often, you get into the half court and it's hard to get shots and, you know, it's hard to get open looks and get them to go down. Does your team, in kind of a best-case scenario, Coach, do you feel like you're going to have the ability to get out and guard people and maybe get some points on transition and getting some, you know, odd man breaks and those things?
Ideally, that's what I want. We have worked on our transition and pushing the ball, but we're just kind of a odd group, just like when it comes to matching up with people, because we're not going to always be able to play man just because we're going to be outsized because we're not really big, honestly. But then at the same time, there's going to be times we're going to be able to match up. It just depends on who we face. And, I mean, we're going to have to learn to play our zone well, just as well as we hopefully can do on man. It's just like offense, it's going to be a work in progress. There's just going to be several different offenses that we're going to have to run.
Is your team more young on experience, or is it more young just having a lot of 9th and 10th graders, or is it a little bit of both?
I'd say a little bit of both. Like I said, most of these kids all played last year as freshmen, and so it's just I think it's not the playing time necessarily. It's the jobs and the roles that they have now, and that all of that rests on their shoulders. Like, we don't have a go-to player right now that we can just solely rely on all the time and be like, hey, I'm going to pass you the ball, you're scoring for us. No, it's literally going to take our entire team to win ball games. It's not going to take just one or two people.
If, you know, the boys are smart, they kind of look at, they can see what Breckenridge has been the last couple of years. They've struggled with numbers and with wins and losses and those things. I'm sure you'd be the first to tell them, you know, don't look at this Breckenridge team and kind of, you know, take your foot off the accelerator and think this is the game that we feel like we're going to win and those things. You got to go out there. You got to play well in order to get a victory tonight, right?
Oh, absolutely, and especially turning around and playing 2 nights in a row, I mean, that's going to be a testament on our legs and see how well-conditioned we are. But, yeah, we've had that talk last night. I talked with some of them in class about it this morning, They put up 60 points against East Harrison last week, and I just told them, like, hey, like, yeah, we know that they've been struggling in the past, but we still got to go play basketball. I mean, we got to put points up too, or we're not going to win anything. So, yeah, I'm really eager to see them tonight and play them, and hopefully we can get a win out of it.
Yeah, you mentioned that, and I brought up their schedule. Not only did they bring up 60 points against East Harrison, but they beat them 60-27. That gets your attention real fast.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that got a lot of our attention because I had seen it posted somewhere else and I had thought it was backwards. But, mm-hmm. I was very surprised. And, I mean, yeah, like, we have to take them seriously. I mean, we have to take everybody that we face seriously. So I think the boys understand that, hey, we got to come to play tonight. So we'll just see how we show up.
For those Tri-County fans that are listening in, schedule's a little bit different tonight. Breckenridge struggling a little bit on the girls' side. So the girls are going to host Penny. And you and the boys, you're going down to Breckenridge. That's the plan tonight, right?
Yes, correct.
Gotcha. So Tri-County, girls and boys, both in action tonight. One will be home and one will be on the road. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Good luck down at Breckenridge tonight.
No problem. Thank you, Tom.